police recently collaborated in the largest heroin bust in Georgia history. This bust resulted in the seizure of 374 pounds of heroin and other illegal substances, such as 22 pounds of cocaine and 20 pounds of marijuana. The total value of the seized drugs amounted to $8 million. Also seized in the bust were 41 guns, $1.5 million in cash, and a house key to the bust. A man believed to be a supplier to the Bluff, an area of North Georgia known for heroin distribution, was also arrested. His identity has yet to be made public at the time of this article. Kill your local heroin dealer before they kill you or your kids. Call today. Call today. This is how you died. This is how you died. Bebop, bebop. Drug dealers are murderers. You will die in vain. You will not fulfill your life's promise. You will devastate your family, your community, life. Bebop, bebop. The DEA, FBI, and Doraville police recently collaborated in the largest heroin bust in Georgia history. /news/local/Atlanta/massive-heroin-bust-likely-5:32 p.m. Bebop, bebop. Bebop, bebop. Call today. Call today. Open air heroin sales daily. This is how you died. This is how you died. Garbage. Drop a dime on the street dealers. Call today. Bebop, bebop.
No supernaturalism, please. @gmail.com. Sinal maior que 6:58 p.m.
Drop a dime on the street dealer. Call today. Call they today. Are killing idiots, and that is still murder. You fucking know this. Heroin turns you into a zombie, a shadow, and worst of all, a fool. Dealers are your enemy. By using heroin, you support murder. You are the only one with the power to refuse this bullshit path. Exercise it. No one can talk or reason you out of your desire to get high but yourself. Bebop, bebop. Bullshit. Labels is important. Bullshit. La 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 la. Yum diddly dum bigly bigly big bong bang. This is how you died. Recipient summary. Heroin intact. people who want you to try it are not your friends. You decide to die when you first take it. Don't just say no. Say fuck off. Drug cartels use street dealers to groom and normalize life-killing drugs such as meth, fentanyl, crack and heroin. Many cultural icons were junkies and died the same way you will. We can easily confuse their brilliance with their drug abuse. Most of their output degraded and ended with the predictable end. Your dealer will use you until you die. Your life will get worse and worse before that happens. We are alive to connect, learn, develop, contribute and flourish, not die disgracefully while lining the pockets of parasites. Take responsibility and live for fuck's sake. Many people will emerge to help once you switch paths. It's only up to you. Heroin is fucking bullshit. Heroin is fucking bullshit. This is how you die.
Yeah, call today. I couldn't believe that article. How much heroin they got from this one guy. And I'm sure he has a
support network.
They got the house key. That's good. So they didn't have to kick down the door.
Lots of guns.
Lots of other drugs, too, that fuck you up. But heroin. This was from an area that probably supplied the heroin that killed my son. Now, we can squeeze ourselves through all kinds of holes.
Did heroin kill my son?
Or did my son kill my son? Or did the drug dealer who sold him fentanyl
kill my son?
Or did I kill my son by raising him the way I did?
I know that's not true.
But there's a little truth in everything. Is there any excuse for drug dealing? Sometimes when I bring this up with people, they say, yeah, there's no other way for drug dealers and proto-drug dealers to make money. Now,
that might be true.
That kind of money, the kind of money that you don't have to get an education for, garner any real-world skills for.
The kind of money that you make based on other people's vices, not your virtue.
It's like saying it's okay for people to be pedophiles. Because we know pedophiles are going to exist, but since they can't, you know, have their pleasure any other way,
garbage.
It's okay for them to fuck you as a kid, or your little sister, or your little brother.
Is that okay?
Perhaps not an apples-to-apples analogy, but murder is what drug dealing is. And we need to equate it with murder. Because people are dying, and they're dying while having shitty lives and destroying their families.
Don't murder.
They're destroying society. So, it's just as bad as pedophilia. Perhaps with the distinction that pedophiles don't have a demand issue, where little kids are begging for their attention. You know, as I say that, you can understand how pedophiles do predate on children based on their need for attention.
This is how you die.
It's a different kind of demand. It's inherent, intrinsic to the human being to wanna know that there's people that they trust, can count on. Adults that aren't completely fucked up and won't hurt them and destroy their future. Drug dealers often hide behind the excuse that, hey, it's their
choice.
They want to do this shit. That's up to them. They're going to get it from someplace else. that kind of stupidity and false reason, equivocation, and fallacy,
and lying,
and lying,
and lying,
and lying,
and lying,
and lying.
Because at the heart of it is just the profit that can be made from selling heroin to suicidal
drug addicts.
If there was no money being made, or nothing transactional, either sex or
property,
drug dealers would move on to something else. Because at core, their motivation is to circumvent the process of honest, circular
output-input. You get a lot more for a lot less. And the reason is because you risk the illegality. But the illegality of heroin is really not the issue. It's the immorality of heroin. The fact that it destroys people and that drug dealers turn the other way about that very profound issue. That truth.
I'm sure lots of their lives have been fucked up too. People around them, not just people coming in to buy it. But they don't care because of the profit. And that's what I find so abhorrent, disgusting, and bad for the drug dealer too. It's got to harm their soul. You can't
be doing this shit
and not being harmed yourself.
I'm talking about selling the drugs.
Something inside you
withers and dies.
Your brain rewires
to accept this activity.
And what you become is a fucking vacuum cleaner. Not a human. Not in the sense of what a human is really capable of. Communion, love, support, nurturing,
development.
Any darkness you stare into stares into you. Charlie Parker said
that adults that prey on children,
he was talking about the drug dealer who gave him heroin when he was 15,
should be shot.
My son idealized Charlie Parker for obvious reasons. He was a genius. And I mean that in the way Mozart was a genius. Charlie Parker never was able to kick heroin. And although some people tap dance around the reasons why he died, which were complications to his health, it was all due to heroin.
And heavy drinking.
Which wove in and out of how to medicate being a junkie. He died so young.
What a loss to our humanity.
He could have played gigs with Jimi Hendrix, because he wouldn't live that long.
Presumably.
But nobody survives heroin. Not intact. It's constant pressure and fight. So the drug dealers cannot be allowed
to operate,
because they have shown time and again, just like this fucking asshole who has 400 pounds of heroin in his house, along with meth and weed and guns, 41 guns, and $1.5 million, which I highly doubt would have gone to build a playground or start a scholarship fund for people to get out of this cycle of fucking bullshit. There are a lot of problems in our society. The fact that families are
not intact,
that fathers are neglectful, they don't raise their children, and that we start to seek authority figures that are very negative, and we retrace the steps of idiots around us. It's tough. But there's no excuse for drug dealing. It's killing everybody, every part of our society. One little thought about Charlie Parker. He wasn't born able to process melodies. At one point, he claimed he practiced 12 hours a day. Some people questioned that and said maybe it was more like 8 hours a day. But he got humiliated on the bandstand when he was a young teenager. He went and showed up, took out his horn, played some part of a tune, and got made fun of for not being up to the level that he needed to be to play with these guys. But he went and worked that shit out. He took like 2 years to play the shit out of the horn, up and down, inside out, every possible conceivable corner illuminated by his mind. Oh man. My son started looking for heroin on Charlie Parker's birthday. Somehow they equated his powerful musical genius with heroin. And although heroin might have been associated with Charlie Parker's ability as an artist to turn the world away and just focus on the horn, I don't think so. It just fucked him up, alienated him from his peers, damaged his reputation, and in the end killed him. And it's amazing that we have the output of music from him that we have. But he's an exception. Most junkies, they don't get that done. They just keep using higher and higher amounts, degrading their mental power and physical power and spiritual power until they die. And the rest of us get to clean it up. So the whole cycle, the whole motivation for drug dealing, the money, the product in question, and what it does to people, and then the effect on the rest of us, makes it immoral. Something against nature, goodness, wealth, prosperity. And people who engage in it on any part of the spectrum are supporting it. Drug users are supporting murder and non-flourishing. They're supporting the cartels that terrorize the people in their own countries and that make all this fucking money and put none of it into their communities. the drug addict and user supports these douchebag fucking drug dealers. And it doesn't matter what color you are or what nationality you are, because this doesn't care. If you're peddling this product, it's doing this damage, you're on that merry-go-round. So fuck you. I feel some shame that my son took on heroin because of its implications to society, to all the people around him. And just to say, oh, he had an addiction and it wasn't his fault, is not really the full story. It's not satisfying. It's not fully truthful. We need to equate drug using and drug selling with murder, pedophilia, violence, child abuse, slavery, anything that rises to that level of complete disregard for humanity. We have a spectrum of other drugs that gives cover to things like heroin. This is the problem with shit like booze and cigarettes and weed, even. Because the game is similar. And to just draw that boundary across, oh no, here's heroin and it's a line we're not gonna cross, that's our little game that we play that makes drinking and smoking weed okay. But the drug dealers, they don't give a shit about that, they overlap. That kind of action is similar, and their diagrams just overlap. So we have to be very careful. I think a drink can sometimes be restorative, even though I've quit drinking all booze now, and I feel fucking phenomenal. I think smoking a joint, you know, or having some pot once in a while can maybe be fucking fantastic, although I've never been able to use it in moderation. When I've decided to smoke, I've decided to smoke kind of all the time. And it really did damage to my output, to my connections, to my connection to everything. So let's not lie to ourselves. Go ahead and smoke the weed, but don't fucking lie about that. It diminishes your connection, your responsibility, and your potential. I don't know if there's any reasonable use of tobacco. Because tobacco is one of those things that doesn't give you anything, really. It just takes away from you. Garbage. And it takes away from everyone around you. Try fucking running half a block when you're a smoker. You know, it just takes up so much of your mental power and your physical power. For what? To enrich R&J Reynolds? It's fucking stupid, man. And once you quit, you'll never think of cigarettes again.
Don't murder.
Not in the same way. You'll think they're fucking stupid. They're just tubes of plants and chemicals chopped up that make you want more of them. And those people in those profit machines are fucking clapping and laughing and dancing on your grave. And that's on you. Is there a case to be made for the recreational or occasional use of heroin? And I think that answer is absolutely no. There's no good that comes from it. Now, I have to say this in the vacuum of knowledge of how good the high is. Maybe that high is so fucking good that it's worth all the bullshit and victimization you cause as a drug user. But I don't think that's a
valid argument,
good reasoning, and therefore I reject it. And we can't allow heroin to become normalized,
like
having a, you know, shot of chartreuse or whatever the fuck, or
smoking a joint
or what have you. Heroin should be equated to pedophilia, murder, violence, slavery, theft, child abuse.
That shit.
And it's not. We're making excuses. And everyone is dying.
71,000 people died last year
from opioid
overdose.
And maybe if we were generous, we could say half or three quarters of them died from injecting street drugs, garbage, poison that's enriching the fucking cartels and emboldening them to keep it up. To make more. The last thing I'd like to say to the drug dealers, and some of you fucking suck, so fuck you. But many of you are being used. You came up in a world where that presented itself as a reasonable career path. And you're being groomed and twisted and used by those cartels. They're not the ones out here selling the heroin. You're doing it. And they're luring you in with little pieces of gold. And it's poisoning you and destroying your humanity, destroying your potential, your contribution, your connection. So reject it. Take care of your children. Train your body. Educate your mind. And work at real good shit. Do really good shit. No excuse for drug dealing. I'm glad they got the house key from this asshole. Let's find out what his name is and what his story is. And this shit was buried in the news. And I saw the direct connection between my son's death and the death of thousands of people that we're just ignoring because we don't want to fucking talk about it. Because it's uncomfortable, and it deals with morality, and it deals with a native spirituality, not a religion or some bullshit like that, but something native to our fucking species. This is bullshit. Thank you for listening. Mr. Nobody, out.